White Sands. This evening, the desert wind blows over the highway, stretches fingers of sand across the asphalt. We drive beneath a night sky into the blank, artificial darkness. Our car is a chariot, is a blown 440, a leaf driven by swamp gas 300 million years old. At the edge of the flats, there are mountains, there are abandoned mines where children toil. Their lives are inconceivable to themselves, as their suffering is inconceivable to us. And in the darkness that illuminates this night from the outside, the mountains are invisible. Locked out of the cones, our headlights make. On the evening of the last night you will ever know, when the heavens fall away and the planets become magnified pictures of themselves like illustrations in a children's book, there is a sky so blue it is inconceivable. It is the darkness uncovered when night caves up into a deeper midnight, a cobalt so lost and intimate that your heart fills with dread and love. And on this last night, your heart will form the shape of a constellation, and the sky will ring with your music. The desert wind will blow clear through you, and the mystery of everything will be absolutely still, transparent, at the center of a storm of glass. But tonight, we are merely adorned with the instruments of our deaths. Down the highway and through the night, we carry golden monkeys on our backs. We drive into the blank insulation of all the sadness, all the joys of life, becoming a double crystal of fire and ice. Monkey light. It is our turn to know the absolute, the pure random.